The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back now, everybody. There's an unfortunate tendency in recent decades to reduce love to mere kindness. Allow me to explain. In recent decades, you might even say for about the past 100 years or so, a very unfortunate tendency to reduce love to mere kindness. Kindness is a part of love, but it's only a part. Love is much, much bigger than kindness. Kindness is love's gentle side. But anyone who's ever loved someone knows that when you genuinely love someone, you can't always be gentle. I think any good parent, name me one good parent who doesn't understand this idea. When you love someone, you must let them struggle. You must let them become uncomfortable, or they will never grow. They will never mature, and it's not kind. It's more than kind. Little story to illustrate. One of my favorite stories is the story of the monarch butterfly. I hope I haven't told you this before. But when the monarch butterfly emerges from its cocoon, the little hole that it makes is too small for it to get out. And the little butterfly, brand new, just trying to get out of that cocoon, it can barely get out of the cocoon, and the struggle is so intense that often the little butterfly dies in the attempt to get out of that cocoon. However, in the struggle to get out of that cocoon, it transfers 80% of the liquid in its body into its little wings, which is what allows it to fly. It allows it to become what it is. If you were to see a little butterfly struggling to get out of its cocoon, you could take false compassion on the little guy and maybe take a little knife and open up a hole and let him crawl on out of his cocoon. But if you did, he would never fly. He would have a bloated body and shriveled wings, and he would waddle along the ground until he was eaten by a bird. Struggle is nature's way of making you strong. And it's much more than kindness. Please remember that as you keep in mind God's mysterious love. Jesus says, I'm the true vine, my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch that doesn't bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. I might have told you about the time when I spoke to a California wine grower, and I asked him about pruning because I was curious about this passage. And the vine grower, he said, pruning's the most important thing we do all year because we want all the nourishment of the roots to go into making grapes, all of it into producing fruit. But grapes only grow in a bud that's in its second year of growth. So every February, we go through the vineyard with clippers and we clip off every branch that's not a bud in its second year of growth. Now, if you could look at that vineyard after the pruner's been finished with it, it looks like he just killed his vineyard, right? And what would the little vines say as they're chopped and chopped? They'd say, ouch. But it's all for the best, isn't it? It's all for the best. The vineyard owner knows what he's doing, and so does Christ. He allows us to be pruned Because his love is more than mere kindness. One of the ways he allows us to be pruned is he allows us to be pruned by his word, just like he said to his apostles. The word of God is the pruning of the intellect. Because in our society today, much of what the secular world considers wisdom is rank foolishness. I might have had to make an argument about this 10 or 15 years ago, but today all you have to do is read the headlines and they're parodies of themselves. We don't even need to hire comedians anymore. All you got to do is read the newspaper, right? Rank foolishness. Please remember this. Judge the standards of this world by the standards of the Word of God. Do not judge the Word of God by the standards of this world. That's how our Lord prunes the intellect. But it's more than just that. Pruning is also what we call active purifications and passive purifications. Let me explain. Active purifications, that's easy to understand. Active purifications are the hardships that you choose for yourself to help yourself grow, and this could be diligence in your duties, faithfulness in your prayer life, adoption of a penance, maybe fasting every now and then. Active purifications, easy to understand. But then there's passive purifications, and these are hard. You could say passive purifications is the penance God chooses for you. And these are the hardships that God allows in your life. Don't understand. He doesn't cause them, but he allows them. He doesn't step into the breach and prevent these things from happening. And they can be very painful. Sometimes they're minor, things like a flight cancellation or a bad hair day or traffic that makes you late for a busy appointment. Minor irritations. They remind you that it's a broken world and you're made for heaven. But sometimes they're not minor at all. Sometimes passive purifications are quite painful. Things like a financial setback or a health difficulty or a health crisis or a death in the family or a painful breakup of a relationship or deadly difficulties in a marriage or accidents or humiliations. Very difficult. Passive purifications. And if you listen to the saints, you'll learn that there's an even higher level of passive purification that is even more difficult. St. John of the Cross refers to it as the dark night of the soul. People misuse the term dark night of the soul because it sounds so poetic, right? Most people, they think that every time they're having the blues, they've got the dark night of the soul. But the dark night of the soul is more like an understanding that God has abandoned you and you've done nothing but love him your whole life. Imagine, say, a Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And she has a sense that God has abandoned her. Deadly painful. But you've never been abandoned by God. Never. It's a passive purification. Please remember, as you're going through these difficulties, the challenge is to maintain your faith. To remember that God's unconditional love is unceasing and that his love must be more than just kindness. It's bigger than just that. It's okay to ask God to take it easy on you. One of my favorite lines is Psalm 90. I pray this all the time. Lord, give me joy to balance my affliction. Perfectly fine. Go ahead and pray that. But I hope you'll agree that you don't want God to reduce your cross not by 1 gram, not by 1 millimeter less than what you need to make it into the kingdom of heaven, which is exactly where we were all created to be. So let's learn to see our difficulties as a unfolding of God's unconditional love for us at all times, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Pope St. John I, pray for us.